Can we get to Simone Biles for a moment? If you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Okay. We all know that's the big story of the day. Okay. We'll get to the expansion stuff again in a moment. But obviously, I think you know by now, NBC, which just plays this ridiculous game. It's just, I mean, it's such an outdated model. It's stunning. Don't forget to see the biggest news coming up tonight on at the Olympics. And then they don't tell you what it is. Okay. Hey, everybody in New York, take your head out of the sands. Everybody has internet. We know what happened. Okay. If I am flying through the air, it's probably an accident. But if I am flying through the air, trying to do what she does, and I don't have everything in place, I'm going to get hurt. And I think that has to be taken into account because the people that are criticizing her, especially the trolls on Twitter, and as you know, how often do you think I read Twitter? Oh, that's right. I don't. I am a big believer in the Teddy Roosevelt speech, The Man in the Arena. Big believer. And I think that there's another, an old saying as well that I've quoted before. As Conrad once wrote, we live as we dream, alone. But I mean, think about it. All the thoughts that run through your head during the course of the day as you live your life are things that you only share with yourself. You don't share with anybody else. It's the same thing with Simone Biles. But I'm also a big believer in what Teddy Roosevelt said in a speech in 1910. The man in the arena. Now I'll add in women to this as well. But in our jobs, and we can be critical of certain things. You know, I'm critical of you know, what's your obligation to a crowd with the NBA and they're taking days off and the family comes to see you. Okay. And, you know, and you decided, you know, the heck with that. I mean, it's what you signed on to. All right, so what you signed on to. But here's this speech. Won't take too long. Roosevelt said, Teddy Roosevelt, it's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man or woman who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust, sweat, and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself or herself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he or she fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his or her place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.